could be some more rain moving in, I think, by late Thursday night. And then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Police say new surveillance video released Friday could be crucial in the search for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. It's been over a week since she was snatched from a birthday party in Birmingham. Police are now looking for a man that walks with a distinctive limp. They believe he was a witness. Reward money for credible information now up to $25,000. Well, after a close runoff election and now a recount, Tracy Larkin has been declared the official winner of Montgomery's District 3 City Council race. At the end of election night, only 8 votes separated incumbent Tracy Larkin from challenger Marsha Johnson. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee says Alabama's Democrats should follow bylaws adopted earlier this month and is now urging the state party chair, Nancy Worley, to get on board. Both national and state party officials disagree on which set of bylaws are legitimate after 2 different meetings. The dispute will likely end up in court. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin super mega roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
6 rolls in one.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump slamming Republicans, saying Democrats are more loyal to each other, accusing his party of not being tough and not standing by him.
They stick together. You never see them break off.
Los Angeles, where firefighters and residents are on high alert and where we witnessed a dramatic fight to save homes imperiled by a fast-moving wildfire.
A town nightclub server who alleges that Cuba Gooding Jr. pinched her rear end last year has now sued Cuba Gooding for sexual battery.
Kurdish civilians, until now close U.S. allies, throwing potatoes.
Hello, America, liar!
And yelling insults at American troops ordered out of Syria.
Urgent threat along the Gulf Coast after a powerful EF3 tornado tore through the Dallas area.
The World Series begins tonight in Houston. The Astros look for their 2nd title in 3 years, while the Washington Nationals are in their 1st ever series.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. And this is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
72 degrees outside. Summer is up 78 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am great. Did you go top down, topless on the way to the session today?
No, it was too early. A little too wet outside still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I kept
it's gorgeous
up.
Now.
Yeah.
72 degrees, a little bit of a breeze out there. Very, very nice. We need to do the name game.
Yes. Peggy Ward. Peggy Ward. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a Crimson Tide cruise.
World Tide.
February the 10th through the 15th next year. New Orleans. You leave out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor, along with UA athletes and other well-known favorites. So again, Peggy Ward, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this Crimson Tide cruise package.
Wow. What a gift.
Indeed.
And if you're an Auburn fan, give it to me. I'll take it. News 93.1 FM. I did something unusual last night. I haven't done it in a long time. I've been bombarded with emails from Pizza Hut. And I bought Daniel a pizza. He was studying one night.
Yeah.
And just to kind of cheer him up, I sent over a pizza to him up in Knoxville. So I got online so I could do it and do my credit cards and everything. So they've been just bombarding me with emails. So finally I said, okay, we got football game, the Jets and the Patriots. Patriots beat the stink out of them. Mm-hmm. 33-0. And so I order a pizza and it's 50% off. So for a supreme medium with 10 toppings, cost me $7.10 with tax. I know.
That's awesome.
It was great. Beer, a little Thousand Island dressing to dip it in, good football, watching some football on one's TV and then news on the other. Man, it was good. Okay, so we have so much to go over today in such little time. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. We do that drawing on Friday between 2:30 and 2:40. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice, duo, dose. And that increases your odds substantially of getting picked for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. So give us a call, check in with us, talk to us, and we'll get you taken care of. Mitt Romney has a secret Twitter account. Pier Delecto. This is absolutely incredible.
What would be his handle?
Well, I should have got the Newt Gingrich one on it. Newt Gingrich just tore him up today. Tore him up. This is Howard Kurtz from Media Matters, or Media whatever in Fox. Let's listen in.
Senator Mitt Romney admitting that he uses a secret Twitter account with the name Pier Delecto to lurk and defend himself on social media. In an interview with The Atlantic, the former presidential candidate confirmed in French, c'est moi. They write, he explained that he uses a secret Twitter account to keep tabs on the political conversation. He recited some of the accounts he follows, including journalists, late-night comedians. The now-private shadow profile, active since July of 2011, that's a pretty long time, is drawing mixed reaction. Here's Romney's former GOP presidential opponent, Mike Huckabee.
Having fake Twitter accounts on social media, that's the work of kids, cowards, couch potatoes, and perverts like Carlos Danger. What on earth does a United States senator do calling himself Pier Delecto? If he's got something to say, man up and say it. He's still bitter because Donald Trump got elected and he didn't. And I'm embarrassed for him.
You're now Howie Kurtz, host of Media Buzz. Just Carlos Danger, you know, just hearing that again. Anthony Weiner's fake nom de guerre or whatever you want to call it. Pier Delecto?
Well, Mitt Romney wasn't built for the digital age. He should be writing with a quill. What's bizarre about this is Romney can make moves anytime he wants as a prominent senator. Yeah. His regular Twitter account has 2 million followers. As Pier Delecto, he has 8 followers, zero impact. So I think he's kind of a straight-laced dude who thought he could be a little bit naughty at the secret identity, the dashing Delecto. And by the way, he's more caustically anti-Trump in this fake account. And the press loves that.
Yeah.
Because now that he's anti-Trump, you remember how much maligned and mocked he was as the 2012 nominee? Well, now, strange new respect.
So they went over a couple of his tweets that he was doing. So if somebody was criticizing Mitt Romney, Delecto would come back and support him and talk about how wrong they were. Now, that kind of worries me when somebody does that. And then when it's someone talks about the person, Delecto jumps in and agrees with them. So he supports Mitt Romney. Delecto hates Donald Trump. Boy, talk about a guy who's got a man-up problem here. Mitt Romney's got a man-up problem.
You see, it would have made me laugh if it was Mitt Romney under the Pier Delecto handle, like dogpiling on Mitt Romney. Then I would be like, okay, he's got a sense of humor. But no, it was just plain as day. It was Mitt Romney once somebody just looked. It was after this piece in The Atlantic. He's like, oh, yeah, I got a secret account. A lurker account is the way he put it.
Well, he didn't reveal the name. They figured it out
right
by going in and looking at tweets, and then they narrowed it down.
Well, he followed, like, the official Mitt Romney page, followed the reporter on the Mitt Romney beat in 2011 for the Boston Globe, I believe. So it was like, this is just obvious.
Man. And see, you know, you think of Mitt Romney as the straight arrow kind of guy. That's just, he's going to play everything by the book, straight down the middle, straight guy. This right here just speaks volumes to me about him. Let's continue on with Howard Kurtz.
I mean, I'm just amazed that anybody thinks they can get away with this. You know, obviously it's going to come out there, and I think that's what happened. I think that's why he fessed up to it. Here he is going back and forth, retweeting. Mitt Romney says that he may not endorse, The Hill said, Trump in 2020. Soledad O'Brien said utter lack of moral compass. And then Pier Delecto chimes in with this one.
Only Republican to hit Trump on Mueller report. Only Republican to hit Trump time and again on character. So Soledad, you think he's the one without moral compass? So He could have done that under the name Mitt Romney.
Sure.
But I think he
probably
didn't,
will from now on.
He
I'm
didn't
guessing.
Want to be that caustic, so he left it to Pierre.
He went back and forth with Britt Hume as well. How he read that one for us. We're going to put it up on the screen.
Well, Britt Hume had questioned whether or not Senator Romney was a questionable ally of Donald Trump after Romney hit Trump on Syria, on the Syrian pullout. So Pierre writes, loyalty to principle trumps loyalty to person or party, right, Britt? You know, it's kind of like a guy who writes angry letters and then doesn't get the stamp in the envelope, never sends them.
Yeah.
Because by consigning them to the Delecto account, nobody ever sees it, except now we're all seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the first thing I thought of when I read this was Jim Comey, because Jim Comey also had this weird private, you know, Twitter account that he was tweeting things under. He also had to come forward and fess. I think it was Reinhold Niebuhr. Yeah, Reinhold
yes.
Niebuhr was his fake Twitter account, and then
what?
Finally he came forward and said
He was mostly putting up sightseeing snapshots. So, like, why did he even need a fake account?
No, but they were also, like, big sort of grandiose assessments of, you know, what's right and wrong.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Things along those lines.
But, you know, Romney liked a tweet in which another commentator said, well, maybe we should reconsider invoking the 25th Amendment against President Trump. Now, if Romney had done that as a senator, it would have been a huge explosion. As Pierre, not so much. But now we're finding out what he really thinks. It is embarrassing, let's face it.
I mean, it does feel, I mean, it feels, you know, sort of high school-ish, as Mike Huckabee said. And it also, I think, points to just the enormous egos that so many of these folks have, that they want to, you know, sort of be under someone else's name to do these things. But let's not forget that a certain real estate developer in New York City also used to go by a fake name.
That would be John Miller. Donald Trump, as a businessman, used to call reporters, say, I'm John Miller. I'm Trump's PR guy. Here's how he's doing a great job, you know. I'm feeling very boring, Martha, because I only have one Twitter account.
This is very insightful to me about Mitt Romney. And this guy does everything by the book, all of a sudden is doing this. I wonder what the people of Utah will think about their good Mormon.
I like Mike Huckabee, though. It could be like a game show. Is it Triple C or P? Are you a child, a couch potato, a coward, or a pervert? And then gets the coward category for Romney.
News Tone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back with more right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've got a name. I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad. I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me.
272-9228, that's where we are.
But I'm living the dream.
Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway. Moving ahead so life won't pass.
Peter Ducey on the campaign trail. Warren is to release health plan funding specifics. Then he's going to be talking about the Bernie rally in New York.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is said to be close to revealing how she intends to pay for one of her biggest campaign promises, Medicare for All. Several of her Democratic competitors have used her reluctance to provide details about that against her. One of those is trying to make up for some lost time due to a health issue. Correspondent Peter Ducey on the campaign trail in Des Moines tonight.
And one day after being released from the hospital, Bernie Sanders hosted the biggest rally for a Democrat this cycle.
We got a permit for 20,000 people and we had to close the doors.
The show of force also featured his newest surrogate, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
An enormous amount of the House of Representatives endorse Medicare for All. That's thanks to Bernie.
While Sanders has been off the trail recovering from a heart attack, his standing in Iowa has fallen. A new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that Sanders now sits behind Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg.
A strong performance in Iowa is going to be critical to us winning the nomination.
As Buttigieg has risen in the polls, the leader of South Bend has been aided by a leader of Silicon Valley. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife have been recommending campaign staffers.
No, look, this shouldn't be taken as an endorsement. We have several mutual friends from college who introduced me to Pete.
So Buttigieg and Zuckerberg are friendly, but Warren and Zuckerberg are not.
My views on Mark Zuckerberg are pretty clear. He runs a company that has too much political power.
What's less clear is how Warren wants to pay for Medicare for All, an answer she's been avoiding for weeks.
It's got just a little more work until it's finished.
While they wait, the Biden campaign says through a spokesman, we hope her plan will be straight with the American people about how much middle-class taxes will go up to pay for the $30+ trillion it will take to fund Medicare for All. But Warren insists her math will check out, even though it's not done yet.
Why should caucus goers be confident that it's possible to pay for Medicare for All at all if the leading Democratic candidate still needs a couple more weeks to tell them how it's going to get paid for?
Why don't you ask me that when the plan is out?
We will ask Senator Warren again once she has put the pieces together. And it's important to point out, Senator Warren says she is sure big proposals like tuition-free college can be paid for with a wealth tax, but she is not sure how to pay for this health care proposal she's already supported for years.
Okay, one thing, Peter Ducey said that the rally was the day after he got out of the hospital. I don't say that that's correct at all. He got out of the hospital like a week ago.
Yeah.
And then he went back to Vermont, and then he went to the debate, and then he did this rally.
Yeah, maybe he did a visit, like a checkup, like, hey, how you doing, Bernie, after the debate? How's that ticker?
How's the old ticker doing there, Bernie?
Oh, I can't.
But Elizabeth Warren is about to get up against the wall here.
Good.
She's got, I mean, she's So she's been talking about this plan, and she's been talking about that it's going to be paid for, but she didn't have any numbers. So now she's got to reveal the numbers. And she may call it something else. And what it's going to be, I can see, I think the way they're going to do this, it presented as a total package. This is what you're paying now in health insurance and in taxes. This is what you're going to be paying after we do Medicare for All. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing is, the people that don't have health insurance because they dropped it because they didn't have to have it any longer. What happens to those people? They get a tax increase.
Yes.
I guess they'll take their health insurance down because it'll be free.
And I just love how in one breath she's like, Mark Zuckerberg has too much political power, and my solution to health care is to create a one-size-fits-all government monopoly.
What?
Good Lord.
Go hit your head against the wall again, Elizabeth. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that one's going to turn out. I'm not sure how she's going to make that bad boy fly here. Before we kind of get into those new polling data that came out, you're going to listen to Morning Joe and how they totally misrepresented it. I will give you the numbers on it. Turkish president meets with Vladimir Putin. Let's try to get that one in.
Welcome to CBS This Morning. We're going to use our real names today, Gail, Anthony, and Tony. We'll begin with this. A meeting that's going on right now could decide the future of U.S. allies in Syria, and the U.S. has no part in it. A ceasefire in northern Syria is due to expire later today. It's also the deadline for Kurdish forces to withdraw from the area as Turkish troops move in. If the fighting resumes, Kurds who helped the U.S. fight ISIS will be at risk, along with many civilians.
Turkey's president just began talks with Russian President Putin to discuss Syria's future. Holly Williams is in southern Turkey near the Syrian border. Holly, good morning. What can we expect as this fragile ceasefire runs out?
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to, quote, crush the heads of Kurdish-led forces if they don't fully withdraw from the Turkey-Syria border by tonight when that ceasefire runs out. So the stakes are very high as President Erdogan meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The future of eastern Syria could be decided at their meeting today. Russia's poised to step into the power vacuum the U.S. left behind when President Trump ordered U.S. troops to leave eastern Syria earlier this month. He effectively opened the door to a deadly Turkish offensive. Those U.S. troops only numbered around 1,000, but with their Kurdish partners, they were able to beat back ISIS and bring relative stability to around a third of Syria. Thousands of those Kurdish-led fighters died battling against ISIS. Now they say they've been betrayed by America. Around 200,000 civilians have reportedly fled the clashes with Turkey, but Turkey says it isn't targeting civilians and views the Kurdish-led forces as a terrorist group. President Trump said yesterday that, quote, we never agreed to protect the Kurds for the rest of their lives.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back after this brief break.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here.
Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hey,
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. He's called it a witch hunt. Now President Trump on Twitter calls the impeachment inquiry a lynching. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark is one of the Democrats and some Republicans criticizing the president for comparing his situation to someone, usually black, who's been dragged out and hanged.
I don't know how to characterize that from our president except as grotesque.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley.
The president wasn't trying to compare himself to the horrific history in this country at all. What he was trying to point out clearly was that he has been attacked relentlessly by the mainstream media without cause, without evidence, since the day he took over in this office.
He was on Fox News Channel this morning. Premiums for insurance bought through the Affordable Care Act market will go down 4% on average next year. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services. It also says 20 more insurers are joining the program as choices. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather to look forward to. Some clouds early give way to plenty of sunshine and a pretty nice day, a comfortable day, high around 74. Jacket weather again tonight and tomorrow night. Mid-40s tonight. I think we'll be in the upper 40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is just a great weather day. Sunshine, comfortable, high 72. Could be some more rain moving in, I think, by late Thursday night. And then rain and thunderstorms are a good bet on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
272-9228, this is where we are.
Birds singing a song.
Nothing from the Stardust album. Great album.
From now on.
Okay, so I watching Morning Joe, and about 14 minutes into the program, they started talking about this new New York Times poll. And I want you to listen to how they present this, and then I'll kind of give you the background here.
Start with new poll numbers, though, on the impeachment inquiry. Half of voters in six states that helped carry Trump to victory in 2016 say they support the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry into the president. According to the latest New York Times Siena College poll, put the support at 50% of voters in Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Arizona. 45% say they oppose.
Willie, obviously, these national polls, we hear time and again that they don't really matter that much. I guess you could say the same thing about national impeachment polls. This is an election that's going to go down to five or six states, and those states just named Florida, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona now is in play for a lot of different reasons. Not good news for the White House, not good for re-election efforts at third 50%.
Yeah, these New York Times polls line up with national polls on impeachment, with the majority saying they support the impeachment inquiry. These are the states. It's no mystery. It's well known that Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania gave President Trump the election in 2016 with just under 78,000 votes deciding who the president would be. If he's underwater with those voters, as he is, by the way, not just on the question of impeachment, but in those states at large, generally, his numbers are upside down. If he loses those states, that could be the end of it for him, because that is right there for all the talk about what's happening in Iowa, New Hampshire, and all over the place. Those three, four states right there, again, likely will decide who the next president is or whether he gets another term.
Okay. Notice how they kind of morph the impeachment inquiry and then tell, why would he be dead? Because there's a 50% of the people, I'm looking at the poll now, 50% of the people are in favor of support the impeachment inquiry, and 45% are against it. I'm surprised 45% of the people are against it in these key states.
So it's almost like a divided nation with two parties.
Well, what if they ask this question? Do you think Joe Biden's should be investigated for his son receiving $1 million a year in income from a corrupt company?
I think you get a similar breakdown.
I think you probably get more.
Yeah.
So, but the way they're presenting this thing to me is just wrong, because when you hear the impeachment numbers, you kind of get a little touch of them here. But listen in.
And Gene, you look inside of these numbers, obviously, in these swing states, Republicans stay loyal to the president. Doesn't matter that he rebuilds ISIS. Doesn't matter that he betrays Israel. Doesn't matter that he's asking China to interfere in elections. None of it matters to these Republicans. They're all in. They don't care how much he trashes the Constitution. They don't care how many racist statements he makes. They're with him. The number to look at here are the independents, now up to 40%. As those numbers rise, and I suspect they will rise as 40%. More comes out about how corrupt this president is, that's the president's biggest challenge. That's the re-election team's biggest, the committee to re-elect the president. That's the biggest concern, that independents are up to 39%.
Yeah, and independents seem to be fleeing the sinking ship in those battleground states and in other states as well. And why shouldn't they? I mean, as we get to understand what President Trump did with Ukraine, as we look at his day in and day out performance as president, and you almost want to put president in quotes because he's not acting the way a real president acts. I think you're going to see independents continue to leave the Trump train.
39%, remember.
Where that leaves President Trump is out of luck. I mean, there's no way he can win with those kinds of numbers, especially given the trend line. And I haven't, most of there's a core of Republicans who are going to stick with him no matter what. But when you hear, the occasional discouraging word, even from Republican senators now, specifically in the Syria context, but nonetheless, when you start to hear that, you have to wonder even whether the sort of Republican firewall is going to continue intact, or if he's going to have some problems there as well.
51% of independents oppose, 43% of independents are for an impeachment inquiry. Let me tell you the number that they didn't tell you. They alluded to it, but they didn't tell you. 57% of the people, independents, are against impeachment and removal. 32% are for. Okay, so they didn't look at they didn't do like I did and go into the tabs of that. So really the way to look at this thing is it doesn't matter whether they want an impeachment inquiry. The big number was 55% of the people did not, in these key states, did not want him impeached and removed. 42% of the people did. Now this is general population. This is not likely voter, general population, registered voters. So what they need to be saying is, okay, well, if you go in and impeach Trump and you try to remove him from office, every one of these states, the majority of people think that's the wrong thing to do. They didn't mention that one time out of this whole thing. One time. They really kind of thought, what the hell does it matter if the inquiry, and the inquiry is going to be done in December, they go, okay, yep, we did the inquiry. We wanted the inquiry. You did the inquiry and you didn't find anything. You said you found something, but you didn't really find anything. Didn't prove anything to me. But they turned this is like the death knell to Donald Trump. You would think that he's got like the biggest disease in the world is about to fall over dead. This is unbelievable. This is what I have to listen to every single morning. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Mar Show on a Tuesday.
Good, beautiful Tuesday, gentlemen.
It is absolutely gorgeous outside.
It is absolutely gorgeous. You know, may I say, and I'll just, you can go ahead and put my disclaimer on, these guys need the hell beat out of them. I'm sorry, I'm sick of it. It's a good thing a bunch of redheads ain't up there for Donald Trump. We take care of them. It's beyond disgusting. And the curtain's coming down on all these globalist Republicans. Let's start with Mad Dog Mattis. For a general to talk about his commander-in-chief like that is extremely bad. He's one of these guys with all the globalists and all that that want to keep America at war constantly. It makes them lots of money. They're very happy about it. So I saw Madison's comments, and I do believe he and Meryl Streep, if you put them right beside each other, got a whole hell of a lot in common, and I'm sorry to say that for him. But I'm just disgusted with these people, and Mitt Romney, too. And it's going to be a tough road for Donald Trump because the Republicans, just like you said this morning, do not support him. A bunch of them don't. So the American people do, though. I don't know who they're getting these polls from, but it damn sure ain't none of the supporters I know. How about you?
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I think this notion that there are a whole bunch of Republicans that don't like Trump and want to see him removed from office, I think is ridiculous. I think
it's BS. It's big BS.
Yeah,
man.
I think you may have a Mitt Romney who thinks he's better than everybody else. I think you may have a Ben Sasse. You have a flake that's out in the wilderness out there. But these guys are gone.
Oh, but what about John Kasich?
Oh yeah, yeah, boy, wasn't he impressive on TV this weekend?
Did they call him again? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Some of these people, you know, they're like a bad sore that never goes away.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you something. I listened to Kasich. He is so in the past, it is unbelievable.
All these guys are. Donald Trump is the only one that really represents the future of this nation, and the globalists and the big shots don't like it. They ain't part of it. So they need to get over it. And, you know, they can slander Trump all they want. It only makes the rest of us more determined to keep the man elected. So, roll tide, go Trump, as always. Let's do it, dudes. See y'all later.
Take care, Richard. Let's continue on with Morning Joe. You can hear the wrap-up with Willie Geis.
Joe Mika, I would just add on the question of impeachment, independence in this poll, 51% of independents support the inquiry. So that's to say a majority of independents in those six battleground states believe they see something they don't like on the question of Ukraine. It's just that 39% of them support removing him from office. But there is that question out there, is this going to alienate this question of impeachment, moderate voters in those big important states? Well, a majority of them believe there's something to look into here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else.
Sorry about the cut of that. It because somebody wants an inquiry doesn't mean that they suspect something. They want to know if there is something there, and if it's not, then done. If it is, then okay. We're going to go from there. These guys are just unbelievable the way that they're playing this thing. I had to play that for you guys because it's so disturbing to me to listen to it today. And as I always do, I go and pick up the poll and look at it and read the tabs and everything. And the information they did not tell you, which was the impeachment part, because anybody looking at that, you put that impeachment on trial, and if that's where they are right now, it's going to be a lot worse than that if you actually do a trial and you get the information out of there. They're going to go, what in the hell were you doing with doing that? And that's going to kill them. But they would not talk about that. No, no, no. Would not talk about that at all. Let's see which way we want to go here. Let's do the Catherine Herridge on Bill Taylor testifying today in the Intel Committee.
The House Democrats want to know from Bill Taylor why he raised red flags over the suspension of U.S. military aid to Ukraine and whether the release of that money was tied to corruption investigations. But it's important to note that what we've learned from earlier closed-door depositions is that the aid was ultimately released. The Ukrainians got a meeting with the senior administration official, then National Security Advisor John Bolton, and all of this happened without any investigation of the Bidens. Bill Taylor matters because he's had a career in government service. He's currently the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. He's a West Point graduate. He's a Vietnam veteran, and he's had multiple postings overseas, including the Middle East, NATO, and Afghanistan. But the reason he's in the spotlight is because of these text messages from September of this year, where he's exchanging messages with Gordon Sondland, who is the administration's point man for the European Union. Taylor writes, "As I said on the phone, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. Sondland, Bill, I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind." Adding, "The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during his campaign. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text." During a cabinet meeting yesterday, the president said that when he released the transcript of his July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader, that that debunked the Democrats' talking points, and he called on Republicans to strongly push back.
"The Republicans have to get tougher and fight. We have some that are great fighters, but they have to get tougher and fight because the Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election, which is coming up."
Other witnesses were called this week from the Office of Management and Budget. That's like the executive branch's sort of accounting firm, if you will. They have told House Democrats that at this point they are not willing to come for these closed-door depositions, citing advice and direction from the White House.
News on 93.1. A lot of information on these hearings. Just had a Democrat come out and say that the Taylor testimony was disturbing. We're going to be back right after this.
Skies smiling at me.
The Dan Morris
Nothing
Show.
But blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
So, Victoria, we just drew your name this morning to win the $1,000 gift card to Select Stores in East Hill Mall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you answered, too.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From East Hill Mall and Blue Water Broadcast. Casting.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You always said that I'd be back again. Lovely 72 degrees outside. Can to give you the feel of this weather. The high today is going to be 73. You're going to hit it at around 3 o'clock. Then what you do is you measure down, how long does it take to drop 10 degrees? Well, by 7 o'clock, it is 61 degrees, so it would have dropped 12 degrees in basically 4 hours. Then in another 6 hours, it drops another 10 degrees. It's going to get down into the 40s tonight, big guy.
Wow.
High 40s. I'm looking forward to that.
I like it.
Get a big old, my throw out, open the window, nobody gets hurt. I like that. Donald Trump was on with Sean Hannity last night, and there's a whole bunch of the interview you don't need to even worry about. I'm kind of focusing on the Ukraine, Mueller, and kind of those pieces of the puzzle. You're going to notice that Sean Hannity did a really good job. And he did a really good job because, one, he was prepared, and number two, he never interrupted. He would let Trump talk until there was kind of was a natural place for him to interject back in. Somebody, I hope, sat down with him and said, don't interrupt, don't get too excited, because he did a very good job. It was a good interview when you look at it in that manner. So the bad interviews are the ones where he gets too emotionally involved in the interview. Here, Hannity's going to talk about Ukraine and the server, and we're going to talk about this.
I'm going to do something I've never done. I want to read the transcript. Because everyone talks about whistleblowers, non-whistleblowers.
I'd love you to do that. It's fine.
You know, okay, it says, I'd like you to do us a favor. Now, you were first talking about congratulations,
right. Relationship.
I'd like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot. Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation, Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. And I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. A lot of things that went on. The whole situation, you say, I think that you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
And by the way, so just so you understand, that's perfect. And we're looking at the 2016 election, which was a disaster. We went through hell, my administration. People were destroyed. Their lives were destroyed. Not one person colluded. They found no collusion, no nothing. And they went through hell. There was a server, the DNC server, that never went to the FBI. The FBI didn't take it. It was taken by somebody that I guess it's CrowdStrike. That's what I've heard. And referring to that, that's not for an election that's going into the future. That's for a past election that was a catastrophe. And it was a very unfair situation. And after 2.5 years or 2 years, they found no collusion, no nothing.
Okay, so in this part of the series, he starts out with the server and talks about CrowdStrike. And the next part we're going to try to get to is the call itself and the ingredients of the call. And then I want to kind of lay out some things.
4 investigations.
Oh, many investigations.
You have the FBI, you have House Intel, bipartisan Senate, and then the Mueller investigation.
That's right. Many, many investigations. That's all they did is investigations. And yet we've had one of the most successful administrations in history, certainly in the last 2.5 years, in the first 2.5 years of the administration. So when you look at what's going on and then you see all of this horrible stuff and then you hear about Ukraine, and you've been hearing about it. I heard Clinton was involved. I heard they got somebody who wrote the fake dossier. Was it out of Ukraine? All of the things that happened. And I assume that the Attorney General, I would like the Attorney General to find out what's going on. Because you know what? We're investigating corruption. And I actually heard Greg Jarrett and numerous people the other day say, I have an obligation to do that. That's not a question, can I do it or don't I do it? We have an obligation to investigate corruption.
Faithfully
and that's
execute.
What it was. In my opinion, that's what it was, is corruption. And if Ukraine would know something about the 2016 election, you have to give that information. I hope that they would give the information. And everybody agrees with me 100%. But when I look at experts that are on your show and other experts, they're all saying you have an obligation to do that. So I think, you know, I have a friend who is a very good lawyer. He read that conversation. It's not a letter. It's a conversation taken down and transcribed a perfect conversation.
And you know,
he actually said to me, did you know this was going to be like a document that's going to be analyzed? I said, no, but you have to understand. I assume there are many people. It's either being taped or it's being, they either have stenographers or taped. And I think they don't like to tape world leaders, and I can understand that. So they have stenographers and people that take this down, transcribers. And it was a perfect transcription of a perfect conversation. The other thing is, when I'm talking to somebody, world leaders, or almost anybody, I assume that State Department, I think Mike Pompeo was on, I think many people were on, many, many people on. Do you think I'm going to say something wrong when I feel that there's 25 or 30 or 2 or 20 or 10 or something? But there are a lot of people on these calls. Some, I think, listen for educational reasons. Some listen because they're members of the State Department. There are many people listening to these calls. And to think they took that call. Now, the big thing I did with that call, Sean, the biggest thing is immediately released it, because the whistleblower came out and said horrible things about this call. I think they said there were seven or eight quid pro quos. It was really a terrible call. You know, all these terrible things about this call. I said that wasn't a bad call at all. Now, what else happened? The president of Ukraine came out and said that was a perfectly fine call. There was no pressure. There was no anything. The one of his top people, I guess one of his heads of state, came out and said this was a perfect call. There was no pressure. They didn't even know what we were talking about. To think that they're using that. Now they don't talk about that anymore because that letter was so good. So they don't talk about it anymore, Sean. And the reason they don't talk about it, there's nothing to talk about.
His confidence level and his believability level is high to me.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds very certain about himself. He, when you listen to different interviews, he's saying the same thing that is wrote, is that I think this is what he believes. This is who he is. And the others have to kind of, you can kind of tell they're forcing it out of what really happened. And they have to throw some characterization in on Trump. But I have some real, from piecing together things from stories and conversations that I've had, I think I have a little bit different feel of the TikTok of this whole thing that we're going to get into next hour. A couple of reminders, 2729-228. Also, first-time callers can get in on this weekly Farm Market Gift Basket along with all other callers to 2729-228. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to be back after our first top of the hour break.
Show.